Hey everyone, just a heads up for this episode. We had some technical difficulties, so the audio might be a tad off. If you have any trouble, let us know, but we hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello everyone and welcome to the Junk Baller Podcast. My name is Michael Greenwood and as always, I'm here with my good friend Kevin. Kevin, how you doing?
Already having to turn the volume down a little on you.
Am I too loud?
No, it's just like...
Here, why don't we ask our special guest, Emma. Emma, am I too loud?
Hello. No, you're perfect.
I'm perfect?
Yeah.
Okay. Dang. Look at that. I'm perfect. I don't get that treatment.
You are not perfect.
Yeah, no.
Your volume is perfect right okay. now. That's right, about good. It.
Yeah. That's the best compliment I've gotten on this podcast. Normally I get roasted for all my opinions and everything. But yeah, we have a special guest, Emma, my friend from church, and we are going to get to know her a little bit better, and just thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah. So we're going to do a quick recap of the All-Star game. Did you watch the All-Star game at all?
I watched some of it and then some highlights after.
Yeah.
But I didn't see the whole thing, though.
Yeah. It was an okay game, but yeah, it was... What did you think of the uniforms?
They were okay.
Yeah.
They weren't like their best uniforms out there, but
yeah.
I didn't hate them.
I didn't hate them either, but I didn't like them at all. It was just, yeah.
Well, they look worse in, when they actually play in them. I thought in the pictures, at least with the American League, it was more pink than orange. And then when I saw it was like more of a tint of orange, it looked even worse.
Yeah.
The National Leagues are definitely better, I think.
I would agree, yeah. My friend texted me, my friend Hunter texted me, he's like, God, those are so ugly. They're just absolutely awful. And that's how I interpreted him whispering it like that. But yeah, reason why I want to recap the All-Star game is because Kevin and I, if you listen to our last podcast, we predicted the exact home run champion. Or no, did I? Yeah.
You got the home run champion.
I got the home run champion, correct. And then Kevin got the All-Star game winner and score correct. So kudos to us, people.
That's
impressive. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. What did you think of the home run derby?
The format was interesting.
It was a tad different than last time.
It was different. I thought it was too easy to get into the bonus round because everybody got the bonus, so it's like, why have a bonus round when everybody got it? Not as much star power, I think, like you said, but at least the last round made it interesting with Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, Bobby Witt definitely put on a show. There's no, like... You remember like when you used to have like 5 or 6, 7 home runs in a row, or like that didn't seem like that was happening this time. And there's no like excitement. It's just like, oh, two home runs and then like 2 or 3 outs because they're just pitch. This was the first time that I thought about going back to the 10 out thing, 10 out old rule, because that's what it used to be. Do you remember that?
I don't always watch the home run derby. But I did. Shame. I did up until Boehm got out and then I went to bed. That's all I was there for.
That's fair. I mean, you were there. We were watching. That was the only time that I actually like stood up and like just like, yeah, go, Boehm, let's go. But yeah, I thought it was an okay home run derby. There wasn't the best. I don't know. It's just, The All-Star game, I look forward to the Midsummer Classic every year. Logo, fantastic. And again, the logo for the next year in Atlanta was fantastic too. So, but yeah, anything else on the All-Star game?
Well, it was getting a little interesting when the National League scored 3 runs in the 3rd inning.
Yeah.
And I was like, you just need to not score any more runs. No more runs, please. Yeah. Because I predicted a 5-3 score for the American League over the National League. Okay. And they got 3 runs in 1 inning.
And then you went to bed like 2 innings later.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll have to tell Kevin in the morning.
Yeah.
But now we're halfway through. And we have second half coming with both of our teams kind of struggling a little bit, but we're still doing well. Like, the Phillies suck. I'm so angry at the Phillies right now. It's so annoying. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think we need to talk about that. I think we have a special guest here. I think we should get to know her better. You think?
I agree.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to get to know Emma a little bit better. So Kev, why don't you take it away with asking Emma some questions?
Sure. So we got a list of questions for you. Don't worry. Right. There's no pass or fail.
Yeah. In my mind, there is.
This is not who you are.
I mean, just out of curiosity, do you have any baseball or softball background? Did you play growing up? How did you watch it?
With our eyes.
With,
yeah.
Yes.
I watched it on the TV. Yes, we're Phillies fans, my family that I come from. And I grew up playing. So from T-ball, from whatever age that is, they start playing T-ball. Up until high school, I played softball. So, yeah.
Were you good?
Love the game. I would say I was way better when I was younger. I pitched when I was younger. And then I had like a couple good years in high school, but then I didn't start my last 2 years of high school or my last year of high school. So I was like average, but my team, my high school team was actually pretty good. So that was fun. So you actually had to like be really good to start because you know, like public high school, you don't have to be that good to start a lot of times. So yeah.
Where'd you go to high school?
Solanco, Southern Lancaster County, where I grew up.
Okay, yeah. I was curious. Maybe I heard them.
No. You would never. No. We never made it that far into playoffs, but there was 1 year we got pretty far into, not to state, but like almost to that level or whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I saw her put on some skills on the beach on Saturday when we played wiffle ball.
I can swing a bat.
Her swing was pretty good, not going to lie. It was better than Tyler Martin's. It was better than Tyler's.
How hard were you able to throw a softball?
Oh, I don't know. I've never I've never had it.
We could have tested it out at the Phillies game, but you and John.
I know. We got out of line because the line was too long. We didn't feel like waiting. But I have no idea.
I think
probably not as hard as I used to be. Like, I was in top tier shape probably, like, in high school. But, I mean, maybe. Maybe I could surprise myself.
Yeah.
Let's go test it out sometime.
I'll test it out. Throw out your shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be fine.
This guy pitched as well
growing
up. Mm-hmm. And you also liked to catch.
Yeah.
Were you someone who liked to catch or play any other positions?
I had second.
Second base?
Yeah, I was a second baseman. That's
was that by choice or is that?
Choice and just naturally where I end up getting put, I think.
Okay.
My stature really fits a second baseman.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Well, this is a podcast, so people can't figure out how tall you are.
No, but I'm 5'3".
Yeah. She's 6 foot. She's 6 foot four.
I am 6 foot seven. 300 pounds.
Oh boy, so that's the biggest second. That's bigger than Aaron Judge playing second base.
Oh gosh. So you grew up a Phillies fan?
Yes.
Lifelong Phillies fan?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, we didn't go to games always growing up, but I do remember going to games a couple times as a kid. Don't remember the game thoroughly, but it would be like my dad would take me and my brother. We were the oldest two of my siblings, and so I remember going to a couple games.
Hmm. Did you ever go to any at Veterans Stadium?
No, I think it was all Citizens Bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Because they closed that, I know I can't.
In 2003.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I was that young when I would have went.
Okay. Mm. Gotcha. Okay.
Do you have any fun memories of games you watched or went to?
We would watch them. So growing up our TV, we didn't have cable. So I remember multiple games. We would pull the TV, our like big old box TV, out onto the front porch, and like we had the bunny ear type antennas.
Oh, yeah.
So you were getting the metal clothes wires to hook onto them to try to get a better signal, because for some reason we thought they gave us a better signal. While that like antenna thing, like something like the stand, is like stacked up on like 10 books. And so that's what we would do sometimes, get the Phillies game, because you couldn't get inside the house. So then the neighbors would see us and just come over and join or something like that. And I remember watching a couple games that way.
Man,
it was fun. It makes it more fun because you're outside.
I called her a casual fan.
I am a casual fan.
That's a little bit more dedication, I think I put in nowadays.
That would have been like my brother being like, we're watching the game tonight and like making it happen when we were little.
Not you.
No, but I was there, so I'd watch it.
Yeah. Gotcha. Awesome. Cool. All right, so now it's my turn to ask you some questions. Who was your favorite player growing up?
Probably Jimmy Rollins.
Jimmy Rollins?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just started a podcast with Ryan Howard.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, he had CeCe on. Their first guest, yeah.
When was this?
Just today. Someone who follows us in the podcast literally was like, hey, they just started a podcast. I'm like, oh, sweet.
I would listen to CeCe Sabathia.
So would I. I listen to Jimmy's hilarious. Okay, so who's your favorite player right now?
Right now, it's a tie between Turner and Castellanos.
Yeah, and why do you think that?
Because I just think they're great players.
And not that because you think Trey Turner looks like a turtle?
Oh, yeah. That's what me and my friend Becca, we just call him Turtle Turner. We don't know why. He looks like a turtle to us.
And
he's Turtle Turner.
Do you see it?
I think it could catch.
Turtle Turner.
It flows too. It's also because it flows really easy to say Turtle Turner.
You gotta go to a game and have a giant sign. In like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Turner. Turtle Turner.
Turtle Turner.
I can't get that out of my head now. Turtle Turner.
I'm also more a Castellanos fan because my brother got my nieces really into Castellanos. And so that's like, okay, now I'm also a fan because of them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
And why do you hate Harper?
I don't hate Harper.
That's not what I heard at
the game. I never said those words before. I just think he's full of himself.
That's
and
fair.
He's like all about showball and like really cocky.
Yeah, that's fair. He is very good though. So he is a good player. He does back it up.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Do you think he endears himself to Philadelphia well? Because I mean, I've seen him like with his gear and the way he carries himself that he.
He tries to really
be a fan favorite in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he's fully embraced the city and like the fan base, and like he wants. That's why I think he's a little bit of a tryhard too. He like wants to be loved by the city, so I feel like he almost tries a little bit too hard to be loved by the city and be a fan favorite in that sense. If we're gonna bring up football, like Kelsey, like he's a fan favorite, but that's because like he embodies the city well. Where I feel like Harper is like a little bit of a
comes naturally to Kelsey. Yeah, way where more, Harper yeah. definitely, I think Harper is a Philly guy, but I For think sure. that he patronizes too much. Like,
yes,
what's the is it patronizing?
Yes,
if that's the word, yeah, that's like right. he definitely yeah. just is like. You know, with all the Fanatic gear and like the water that he gave to Bohm at the home run derby.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm just like, God, that. He's just it's too much. It's too much.
I
liked it.
Because I feel like if he were to go like ever get traded or go like get a contract with another team or something like that, he would be like, okay, bye Philly. Like there's no like, no, I have to stay in Philly. I'm so connected to the city or something
you
like
really,
that.
You think
not
that?
At all. I think he would like cut ties and go.
Dang.
I think so. I could be very, very wrong.
Where do you think he would go?
I don't know where he'd go, but I'm just saying if that would ever happen.
Yeah. So do you know the conspiracy theory of why, I think, have we mentioned this on air about...
he's in Philly?
Why he's in Philly.
I think you've told,
yes.
you've talked
yeah.
to us about maybe
yeah,
this,
so
yeah.
there's this conspiracy theory that, because Harper's Mormon, that the
right.
Mormon church wanted to get a big church in Philly because they didn't have a good presence in church in Philly. And so that's why Harper signed.
Is there a church now?
I think so.
There is a temple.
Really?
Yeah.
That's been, like, established since he joined the
I
team?
I have to look. I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, I'll say, but I didn't look into this that much.
Well, when you drive down 676 and on your right, you could see the temple from the highway. I think that was there before
okay.
Harper got there.
It was.
I know that he did have a photo shoot with someone from the Mormon church after he signed here. And I was like...
Okay. But then check and see, like, what has their congregation size? Has it increased?
Oh, I'm sure
it
has to be.
Because does he attend there? You know what I mean? Is that like a...
This is going to be a whole episode, isn't it?
Yeah, you could really deep dive research.
Well,
conspiracy theory episode.
Well, Mormons increase in more ways than one. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Getting into a theology podcast all of a sudden.
Yes, the Junk Baller Theology Podcast.
Okay, two more questions for you. Actually, three. What rival team do you hate the most?
I don't know if I have a rival team I hate the most, but, like, the Yankees, we really don't like them over there. I'm seeing your hat.
I understand.
I feel like, for the Phillies, we really don't like the Yankees.
Okay. What about the Mets?
Not as much.
Not as much?
But, like, what? I'm not a Mets fan, obviously, but I feel like there's just something with the Yankees where everybody, like, hates the Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're a Yankees fan.
It's easier to hate the Yankees. Easy. But, because the Mets are just the Mets. They always do something dumb.
Maybe you've been around me too long.
No.
He softened it up.
Oh, no, he definitely
is?
Has. Yeah. Like,
okay.
There's definitely... Sometimes the game's on, and I'm like, oh, no, like, I'm happy to see him happy.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, growing up, I'm like...
Exactly.
Feelings mutual. I grew up in Central Jersey, so...
Okay, so that's why you're a Yankees fan.
Yes.
But you could have been a Phillies fan easily. There's so many Jersey fans.
Ask
no.
which football team you roots for. You'll never guess it.
Try and guess.
The Giants?
No.
No?
No.
Who?
The Packers.
Why?
Exactly.
Because I just liked them growing up.
Okay. That's okay.
No, it's not. It's not.
That's like my dad. My dad's a Dolphins fan. And thankfully, that never got influenced to any of us kids, but, like...
Why was your dad a Dolphin fan?
Because, I don't know why, since he was a kid or something, he liked the Dolphins. Yeah. Hmm. But thankfully, no, none of us jumped on that train.
Yeah, thank God.
Dolphins are pretty good in the 70s and 80s, though.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows.
But...
do you have a follow-up? You're about to...
No.
Okay. this one, I'm curious to see if you actually have an answer. Do you have a least favorite player growing up? Is there someone that just, like, you're like, oh, God, I hate him. Why is he playing?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
Now my least favorite player is Harper.
There we go.
But he's not actually, like, I don't actually not like him or whatever. But I don't think I had a least favorite player, no.
Okay. Yeah, I was curious. Because I was trying to think of my least favorite player growing up. And Adam Eaton was up there, and Papelbon was up there. But I don't know if growing up in high school is technically growing up.
Mm-hmm. No, it still counts.
It still counts. Yeah, I stopped growing in eighth grade, so I didn't. It wasn't growing anymore, except wide. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I lost 3 pounds.
No.
I didn't believe him. Then he showed me pictures one day. He was showing us, and I was like, "Hold it, you did."
Wait, I told you guys.
You told us. Oh man. You showed a whole group of us a photo.
When?
Like a week or two ago. I don't remember if it was at the game or at like the beach or something like that.
All right, so there was a
running... I forget, but there was a time.
Do you want to explain it?
Well, we went to college together, and his freshman year, he was a bit overweight.
Yeah.
But then he lost 30 pounds over the summer in between semesters, and he just kept bringing that up over and over and over again. He's like, "Do you know I lost 30 pounds? Do you know I lost 30 pounds?" And that's just become a running joke now.
Did you know I lost 30 pounds? And this was like years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or my favorite one was when Kyleo saw a photo. One of our mutual friends saw a photo of him like when he was young. He was like, "Did he lose weight?"
And he's like, "Yeah, 30 pounds to be exact."
Yeah. So.
The photos you showed us wasn't from college. You were like a kid, I think.
Oh, yeah, I showed you when I was a young kid. Like, I was very chubby and, like,
had long hair. Cut.
Yeah,
growing up. That's the one.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, back on topic here. This isn't about me. This is about
Emma. Not about Michael's weight loss journey.
This is about Emma today. Last question before we quiz you on some stuff. What are your thoughts on the City Connect jerseys? Because that's why you were here. Because that was the first conversation.
You heard my opinion.
Yeah, because I was talking about that at... Sunday night dinner.
Yeah.
And you were like, "Oh, you have a podcast?" And I was like, "Boom, I would love to get you on just for to hear your opinion on this." So take it away.
I'm trying to remember what my opinion has changed a little bit, but I at first thought they were like horrible. I was like, when I first saw them, I was like, "These are the LA Chargers colors." That's what I immediately thought of, was the football team. And then, but now that I've seen other Philly, like our other City Connect jerseys, especially after seeing the Padres, I was like, okay, they're not that bad. So they've grown on me. Mm-hmm. I really wish they went and either did, like, a green color, like, play on the Fanatic type, or maroon, like, go back to the old, like, vintage colors. I think that would have been so cool, the maroon. So I don't love them. I would never buy one of their jerseys or wear one of the shirts. I think they could have done a way better job, but they've grown on me, I'll have to say. My opinion at first was, like, pretty harsh. I was like, "These are horrible. These are ugly. Why?" They're, like, the union colors as well, like, the soccer team, you know, and, like, the patch, whatever. I think we talked about the patch was, like, similar. But, so they've grown.
Yeah.
There's other worse ones out there.
I would agree. I think the, what's my least favorite one?
Those ones, wasn't there one that's like all brown or something like that?
All brown?
Oh, the Diamondbacks one is sand. It's like
is
sandy color.
Is that the
sand
color one?
Yeah.
It might be.
Then I was like, that one's weird too.
I don't like the Giants one.
I don't like San Diego's. I think they're my least favorite.
Yeah. No. I do not like them.
The one thing that I will say that the City Connect has grown on me a tad, but I still hate it right now. The hats are fantastic.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
The socks, it goes from like blue to dark blue to dark blue, like navy black. And then the socks fade back into like the
there's something like I thought was cool when I like played middle school field hockey. We'd get like the bright colored socks over our shin guards. Like that's what I would buy then.
Yeah.
Now, no.
No, absolutely not. No. Yeah. I think I explained it as this was if. Like a high school team tried to put together the most crazy cool jersey that they could create, and this is what they came up with. But it's not professional. It's not a professional. Team jersey.
No.
But it's all about rising from, like, the darkness or something.
Yeah, like the theme.
All of them have a story.
There's
what are we rising from? What ashes are
I don't
we
know.
Rising from?
We started this country.
I know. Yeah. We have
rise.
All this history.
We escaped it.
We laid the groundwork, the foundation.
Yeah. So I originally wanted kind of like a revolutionary like type jersey because it was like 1776. I saw a mock-up of it once. I was like, that's pretty cool.
What color would it have been?
It was like red, white, and blue.
Okay.
But it was like a revolutionary type, like almost like a military uniform type thing.
Oh.
It was like, I can't explain it well because I saw a while ago on Reddit. But yeah. So. Mm-hmm. All right. So now that we know Emma a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to check to see if she knows either some baseball trivia or some Phillies trivia.
This is where we're gonna fail.
So this is where you get to choose what topic. You get to choose either MLB trivia, just Major League Baseball trivia, or Phillies trivia. There's 5 questions of each, but I'm going to give you the option of the two. You get to choose one or the other.
I have no idea. Whichever's easier.
I would probably say the Phillies one is
easier.
Okay,
let's go Philly. I don't know stats, though.
There's not really stats.
No, there's not really stats. Now, the MLB one, I'm curious to see if the MLB one's just to see if...
Okay, then just mix and match. Do whatever questions you want to do.
I'll do the Phillies one. We'll see how you do. Okay. And then we'll, you know, check to see if you can guess the MLB one. So, all right. Number one. The Phillies have 2 World Series championships. When was their first?
Oh,
and do you want multiple choice?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. 2008, 1993, 1976, or 1980?
Well, 2008 was their last one.
Mm-hmm.
So which one was the one before that? Oh, geez, I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm going to guess, was it 1980?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Boom, there we go.
Yes. I obviously have seen it somewhere because I know it.
There you go. One for one. She's earning her brownie points. Here we go.
Here we go.
Which number did Chase Utley wear?
He was 26, right?
26.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, 2 for 2. That. 2 for 2. I came up with these when I was watching the Home Run Derby. I was like, all right, I make these super hard? Do I make a fool of her or something?
Right,
like,
you're like, she's no baseball fan. Yeah. Again, casual, very casual fan.
Yeah. All right, this one, I'd be impressed if you got this one.
Okay.
How much did Bryce Harper sign for?
Oh, I don't know this one.
All right.
Give me multiple choice.
$300 million. $275 million, $330 million, or $350
million? I'm going to go with $330.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
3 for 3.
3 for 3.
All right.
That
one just felt right.
Yeah, I had to give you, like, I was trying to figure out, do I say, like, $100 million?
No, you can't. That's too little.
Too much.
No, it's not.
It's too little.
Yeah.
Too little.
I was like, I feel like it's somewhere in the 300 range, but I wasn't sure where.
Yeah. No, he signed 13 years, $330 million. It was the largest contract in baseball until... Trout signed literally a week later for $426 million.
That's an insane amount of money.
Yeah, and then what's
Ohtani's contract?
So
is his the biggest?
It's 10 years, $700 million, but it's deferred. He's only getting $2 million this year.
Wow.
Yeah, he beat the tax code in California, so like technically $68 million of his salary is being deferred when he's not going to be living in Los Angeles. So the city of Los Angeles, I believe, was going after him and trying to like, no, you can't do this. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't do this?
He's just going to get $2 million every year up until.
So he's getting paid $2 million for 10 years on the Dodgers, and then $68 million. So like his $68 million for 10 years after that each year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, MLB teams have started to do that. Like, the Nationals do that with Scherzer and, I think, Corbin and Strasburg. But, yeah, it's risky because you're like, oh, wow.
What if he gets injured or something and he's out? And
yeah.
You're like, now you promise that money after 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Like, there are players that have been retired for over 15 years that are still getting paid.
Bobby Bonilla,
Ken Griffey Jr., Manny Ramirez, all those guys are still getting paid.
Oh, we didn't commemorate that. That was July 1st.
Oh, yeah, it was. Happy belated Bobby Bonilla
Day.
Yeah. There's a long story to that.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Essentially, he's getting paid $1 million a year for the next...
Another
10 years. He's not playing anymore.
He hasn't been playing in, what, 10, 15 years?
At least.
Yeah, so he got...
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's become a holiday from baseball fans.
Nice retirement there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got 2 questions left. See if you can go 5 for 5.
Okay.
Who did the Phillies beat in the 2008 World Series?
Oh, I should know this. Why did I forget?
Right.
I watched the game.
Cubs, A's, Reds, or Rays?
It was the Cubs, right?
No,
it wasn't. Who was it? I forget.
The Rays.
Okay. That was my second guess. I should have went with it.
All right.
I should know that, too. That's
you
kind
should
of
know,
sad.
You should know that.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, they won in 2008, but I don't know who they played.
But I forget.
Yeah. All right. So you're 4 for 5. 3 for 4. Last one. Now, we kind of hinted at this earlier, and I almost was like, no, don't say it. When was Citizens Bank Park's first year?
Oh, what did you say? It was 2003?
So, I'll give you the options. 2003, 2007, 2004, or 2000?
Well, you said 2003 earlier, so I'm going to go 2003.
So, that was when Veterans Stadium closed.
So, 2004 then.
2004.
Okay.
I'll give you that one, because you hinted it. Yeah, I'll give you that one. So,
I'll take a half point.
Yeah, half
Let's
point.
Be
three,
real. I didn't get it fully.
3.5 out of 5. So, not bad. Not bad. Do you want to hear... the questions for and see if you like for the
sure,
other one.
Sure, why
right.
not?
Who is MLB's all-time home run leader? Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, Barry Bonds, or Ken Griffey Jr.?
Oh, I don't... Is it Barry Bonds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Barry Bonds. Yeah. So it was three of those guys at certain points in their career.
All let it,
yeah,
right.
Except
yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr. Yeah. He would have if he stayed healthy.
Right.
All right. Who is MLB's all-time strikeout leader? This one I'd be impressed if you got. Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson, Aaron Nola, or Pedro Martinez.
Is it Randy Johnson?
No. He's third or fourth?
Oh, third. Third
on the
list.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I have no
Nolan
idea.
Nolan Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, these are a little bit harder. I don't know
my baseball trivia whatsoever.
Yeah. Who is MLB's all-time hit leader? Ichiro, Pete Rose, Ty Cobb, or Derek Jeter, the non-superstar?
I don't know. I want to say Ichiro, but...
I guess I should have phrased this because, yeah, technically Ichiro is, in terms of cumulative from his days in Japan... But MLB's because he...
But not MLB.
Yeah, not MLB. So I'm going to give that to you because...
I'll take another half point.
Yeah, there you go. which team has the most World Series championships?
Is it the Yankees?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, you should get this. That one's pretty easy. Yeah. You guys haven't had a record below 500 in like 40 years. You know that, right?
Not 40 years.
It's been a bit. When was the last time
it's
you guys...
It's been a bit.
In my lifetime...
I think it was 90... It was a while. Like 92, 90,
92, like, 93. All right, whatever. We'll move on.
You feel like Philadelphia fans complain all the time.
Yeah, absolutely, because we're mediocre. We're an average team. Speaking of, which team... Which team has the most losses all time? Braves, Reds, Yankees, or the Phillies?
Oh, the Reds, maybe? I don't know this one at all.
Phillies.
It's the Phillies. I was going to say probably it's the Phillies because you put it in there, but I don't want
to
say it.
We were the first team to reach 10,000 losses.
That's sad.
Yeah, we have the most losses in MLB history. So
that's what I say about Philly sports. It's fun until it's not fun anymore. Yeah. That's how been the past couple of years. We made it to like playoffs, like championships, whatever, and then we lose. So it's like a fun journey, and then it's not fun anymore.
I need the Phillies to win a World Series. My life will be so much better if they just win a World Series. It'd be so much more just relaxed, and because the 2008 World Series, I was by myself in my cow costume after a Halloween party.
Wow.
And I've celebrated both the Eagles and Phillies championships by myself. I need to be with people because I was.
And now you're close to Philly.
Yes, and because I was in Africa when the Eagles won theirs, so. Yeah,
need the I know. That's how it was this last Super Bowl. It was like, and like, worlds. Wow. It's fun until it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, no. Miserable. Not yet. Not bad. Not bad. Yeah. Not
okay.
bad. All right.
I know a thing or two, but not a lot.
Yeah. It was more than, I would say, I'm impressed.
I was expecting. For a casual fan.
I was expecting the worst, hoping for the best.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. So now we're going to get into our main section called the Junk Baller section.
Okay.
And we're going to ask you some questions regarding the rule changes that have happened in baseball. Now, I did give you a little bit of a kind of like heads up about some of the questions to see if you could research it. Did you research it?
Not really.
I figured.
But I looked over it and I'm like, I think I know enough.
You think,
about
yeah.
It, hopefully.
Yeah. So Kat's going to ask you a couple and then I'll ask you a couple and see what. We're probably going to gauge and, like, maybe have our take added to it. But, take it away.
Yeah. So, the first rule change we wanted to ask you about was the pitch clock. Mm-hmm. Now, this pitch clock depends on if there's a runner on base or not. So, it's 15 seconds with the bases empty, 20 seconds with runners on. How do you feel about that?
I do think it's good. It makes the game move along. Like, because if not, games are dragging. But it did, like, when we were at the game the other week, I was like, whoa, this game's over already. And I was like, the pitch clock really makes a massive difference.
Yeah.
It really does. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
So, we had a whole episode on it. And I was very adamant against the pitch clock.
Oh, why? I don't know.
Because baseball was the only sport that didn't have a clock to it. Like, football, basketball, like, all of them all have a clock. Like, soccer, all of them have a clock. Baseball was, you never know when it's going to end. The pitcher was in control of the game. It was almost like art in a way because you could basically do whatever you wanted on the mound and control the game. But now the clock is the controller, and I don't like that. I do agree that the games are faster, and I do like that, I will admit. But to add to what you said, the games seemed like, wow, that game was like so quick.
Like, innings are going by way faster than they used to.
Yeah. You go to the bathroom or go get
some
food.
You miss an entire inning, not just
it's,
half an inning.
Yeah, it's not, like, if you're going for, like, a family of four with kids, like, it's almost not worth going because you just miss, you're going to miss at least half the game because
if you're doing all the stuff.
Yeah, doing all the stuff. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we went to a good game, though. That was
it was a good game. It was a fun game.
It was a fun game.
What do you think?
Great seats.
Yeah.
What do you think is a good length for a baseball game?
I guess what is now, like 2.5 to 3.
Yeah.
I feel like 3. Right around that 3. You don't really want it more than 3.
Okay. So then, if that's the case, then you don't want the pitch clock. Because the pitch clock has gotten it down to 2 hours and 38 minutes per. Is that right? 2 hours.
That's the average.
That's the average now. Before, it was just over 3 hours before the pitch clock.
But I don't think you want more than 3.
No. I agree.
Like, you want to keep between that 2.5 and 3.
Yeah,
like
I agree.
A 3 hour window.
I agree. No, I would agree with that. Yeah. Okay.
Because that's why people don't like baseball, because they think it's slow and boring.
And to be fair, sometimes it is.
It is.
Yeah, it is. It can be. Yeah.
That's honestly the Orioles-Yankees game that we went to. Oh, we didn't talk about that. Did we talk about that?
No.
We didn't. No, no, we did. We had the All-Star podcast. We did that.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Wow. We're on top of it, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're real professionals.
Yeah, that Baltimore-Yankees game was kind of. Yeah, like after the first inning, it felt like.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I know, because you won. Yeah. Anyway. All right, next question for Emma.
Yeah, so the designated hitter rule is now universal in baseball. It used to be just in the American League, and now the National League has adopted that. Mm-hmm. Do you prefer to see pitchers hit, or do you like having the DH as a universal, consistent rule?
I mean, I think having a DH is fine. I don't have that many opinions on this, because they should be your all-star, like, hitter, you know what I mean? They should be the one, like, coming up there, and you're expecting them to get on base or to send it out of the park or something. But I think there is something, like, if a pitcher can hit, like, I want to see him hit. Yes. Like, why not, like, see that well-rounded player? Like, they can actually play baseball. They're not just, like, you know, have one specialty pitching. Mm-hmm. But I get why they don't want their pitchers to hit, because they don't want to open up the door for different kinds of injury. But I think there's a lot of pitchers out there that could probably hit, and so... Let him.
Yeah, Bartolo Colon.
Yeah.
Prime example.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss pitchers hitting because it added a lot of strategy to the game. Like, if it got to the late innings, do you pinch hit for your pitcher or do you let your pitcher go out for the next inning and have him hit with possibly runners in scoring position? Do you have him bunt him over? Like, there's so much more strategy that is not involved in the game anymore that I miss from pitchers hitting. But I do agree that having the designated hitter has been better for offense and just the better look of the game, I would say. Would you agree?
Well, the interesting thing I was thinking about with the DH and the pitchers hitting is the concept of baseball and retaliation. So, like, in the National League, when pitchers were still hitting, if a pitcher hit a batter, they would usually get their licks the next inning. Mm-hmm. Now you don't have that opportunity, so how does that affect the dynamics of the game?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What do you think? Actually, I'm curious now. What do you think of, like, intentionally throwing at players?
I mean, they're all adults out there. Should they be doing that? No. I mean, no, that's like super like childish to me, I think.
Okay.
That's kind of like, come on.
Yeah.
You're like, you get to play baseball for a living. Like, that should be like, bravo for you. Like, how exciting.
Yeah.
Like, you should not be mad at somebody about something like stupid. Yeah. I don't know.
Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, literally. I'm like, do you get to have one of the coolest jobs ever? And now you're like, whatever.
I agree with that.
It's still a game at the end of the day. It's like, we're playing around.
Yeah. I think also, like, some people throw really hard when they try to hit batters sometimes. Like, some of them just kind of toss, like, a change, just like, okay, now we're even thing. Some people throw, like, a 94, 95 mile an hour fastball in the back. Yeah. And that's, your game player's injured that way. That's not cool.
My nephew played up in a league this past weekend. He played for the 10U instead of the 9U, I think. Mm-hmm. And he got hit in the back of the helmet in his first at bat. And I was like, he's fine. But I was like, dang, it definitely was probably a lot faster for him than a lot of the other
people.
He said to my brother, he's like, I'm going to charge a mound if the pitcher does that again. I'm like, no, you're not. Yeah. No, you're not. Funny.
And because the other, nobody normally does it on purpose at that age. I feel like.
It's all
Well, that's true. I guess
actually getting to know the kids is coaching. I'm like, all right, I can understand why these kids definitely like have much more. Like they have sliding gloves now. And
seriously,
yeah,
I know. It's because it's like cool. Because the MLBs,
yeah,
like, they're doing.
They all have like their dances when they go on second base. And I'm like,
okay, but we had that too in softball. Like, if when you got on base, we had like a little chant thing.
Oh, really?
In softball, there's always chants.
What was it?
But yeah, we would just what would we do? We would be like beast or something like that. It was something really stupid in high school. But other teams told us they were like actually kind of was intimidating. We're like, okay, cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. We were like, well, we won a lot, so.
Yeah, your 6'7 stature
was
definitely
intimidating.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, 300 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you got one more.
Yes, I do. So speaking of the length of the game, if games went to extra innings, you would just play until someone scored essentially to win.
Mm-hmm.
They've been trying to speed that up the last couple of years by adding the ghost runner. So starting in the 10th inning, each team in the top and the bottom halves get a runner on second base to try and see get the running easier. What do you think about that?
I like am mixed on that because I get it because you want the game to move along faster because you could literally be going to like 15 innings. So I get that. But I think there's something about like you got to earn it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should just be a normal inning like anything else. But that's, like, a lot of other sports. Like, you get your extra time, but then you eventually go into penalty shots or something like that. So I guess I view it like that. Like, they've just gone straight to, like, penalty shots now, basically,
mm-hmm.
and just put the runner on second. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm 50-50 on that.
Do you think that it should start immediately in the 10th inning or maybe wait until, like, the 12th or the 13th?
Yeah, that's my thing. Because if I'm viewing it in the penalty shot, I feel like it should be the 12th.
I knew there was a reason why I had you on. I knew there was a reason.
Because my opinions are the same.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, I would definitely be a 12th inning second, or whatever, personal second.
Solid. I don't think Biscuit would like her.
Why?
Because Biscuit has different opinions than all of these, I would say.
My opinions align with your guys'.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Do you like Aaron Nola?
I think he's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's a decent pitcher.
I think he's
good for the Phils.
Our friend Biscuit, he and I have very long conversations about how he doesn't like Aaron Nola and how I think Aaron Nola is a good pitcher. He does not think that Aaron Nola is a good pitcher.
Well, he wins this game sometimes.
I know.
So.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree. All right. So now in baseball, coaches get challenges after.
Mm-hmm.
So like if there's a close call, coach can challenge it. And do you agree that coaches should get challenges, or do you think that they should go back to just it's just the way what used to be?
I think it's like a cool thing in professional sports. You get challenges because you have replay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually go back and review where you can't have it other places. Normally. I think challenges are fine.
Yeah.
It definitely, because back calls get, like, they do happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be, like, the game winning. And especially when that player is, like, I know I was safe and, like, so upset about it. It's, like,
yeah,
I'm all for it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that challenges are good, especially because if challenges were back when Galarraga got the perfect game,
mm-hmm.
and they were just gotten that call of return, and boom, perfect game. It would have been the 16th? 17th?
One of those, yeah.
Yeah. But now, because they didn't have challenges back then, he doesn't have that perfect game. So I agree. I think challenges have been good for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that they should. So they get one per game, and then if they win their first, they get a second.
Mm-hmm.
And then if also they are out of challenges, they can ask the umpires for like a replay, like official, like, what's it called? Crew chief review. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Which I agree. I think there should be more. Like crew chief reviews just from like umpires trying to get it right, but their egos are
because they don't want to, you don't want to be wrong.
Yeah,
no,
they're the
worst.
So with challenges, are you okay with challenges on every type of play and pitch in baseball? So like for instance, if there's a bad strike call, would you be able to challenge that, or you think that's too much?
I think so, because that could be the game winning call. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and umps call bad, like the strike zone's bad sometimes. So
yes,
I definitely think there should be. Because was it the game we were at, whatever, I feel like the ump kept calling like all these high pitches.
Oh, yeah.
Strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
So, no, I think so.
I agree with that, too. I was at a minor league game a couple months ago for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, and they have a challenge system now for strike calls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's really quick. They just point up to the booth, and they ask if it's a ball or a strike, and they overturn it in like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's really
It has
quick.
To be quick. Right. It can't be this drawn out like review process.
Yeah. I agree. I'm fearful of the automated strike zone because I just don't want it, but I know
an automatic
strike,
like it's all computerized, or what does it mean?
Yeah, so the the hypothesis, I guess I should say, is they'll have like, it's electronic, but it's like from your chest to your knee, and okay. that's your strike zone. But they have like sensors or something. And they start mm-hmm. testing it out where?
Somewhere in the minors, I yeah. think, or an independent league.
But yeah, it's basically just a buzzer goes to the umpire, and the umpire calls it a strike or a ball.
So there's still not... I don't like that.
Yeah.
I think that loses the, like, that loses a lot, you know? If you want to go back to the art of baseball, that loses, like, the art of it.
Take
you know?
That, Biscuit. Take that. Gosh. Man, he's gonna text me so much tomorrow about this. He's going to be great.
He's going to kick her off, never have her back
yeah.
on again.
Yeah. And also, I need to say peeps for him, because I apparently say people a lot on this podcast.
Oh.
And so I told him that I'd say peeps instead, just to annoy him.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't like that? Okay.
No, he said I was so white when I said that.
Well, you are pretty white.
I am pretty white. Yeah.
Yes, yes, you are.
But yeah. All right. So, next question. Pitchers now, they're only allowed two disengagements, which means like they can throw over two times to pick off a guy at mm-hmm. first base. If they don't get him on the third try, the runner gets second base. It's called a balk.
Technically. Right.
It used to be they could throw over as many times as they right. wanted. What do you think of that?
No, I think that's dumb. I think they should be able to throw it as many times because, like, you know that guy is trying to steal, so of course you're trying to get him, like, throw yeah. the ball back or something like that. So,
yeah.
What about that third time? He's going to be like, all right, I'm going to go out even further now because he's not yeah. going to throw it over, and that just makes stealing second way easier.
Yeah.
I think that's dumb.
So they did this to speed up the game but also increase stealing because on that third time, a pitcher is very conscious, mm-hmm. like, oh, I have to get him this time.
Mm-hmm.
But the runner is like, okay,
like, I'm going to steal.
I'm going to take that extra step because I think I can probably get him and still be yeah. safe.
Did they just make the game more exciting? Because stolen bases does make this game more exciting.
It does, but they also made the bases bigger, and I think there's just been more stealing just in general. I think
yeah.
there's just
yeah.
been more of like a, hey, let's just try it more. But I think there should be at least five. Like, I don't think two is...
Two's... That's because... Think about how many pitches. You're getting at least...
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could just get two pitches per batter, but... There's normally, I don't know what
yeah.
the average pitch per batter is, but
I want more
definitely
cat,
not two.
I want more cat and mouse, like, battle between, like, I want more mind games with it
yeah.
instead of, like, there's only two options left. I can go now. Like,
yeah.
Is he actually going to throw over after, like, a 10-pitch at bat? So.
No.
Yeah, the new rules have definitely made it more challenging for the pitcher.
Yeah.
Now just with the pitch clock, but also with the disengagements. Because
yeah.
on that third try, or after you've already tried two and failed, it's like, should I throw a fastball outside the zone if he tries to steal? Or,
yeah.
like, what pitch do I throw next?
I wonder if I would have been less adamant about these rule changes if I wasn't a pitcher. Because this is what I loved. Like, I went to college and tried out being a pitcher. I quit because I hated the team. But yeah, just...
Right, because you have that mindset. I don't know. But, like, as a runner, because I did a lot of pinch running when I didn't start, and so stole a lot of bases. Like, softball doesn't have this, obviously, but I would be running on every single third if, like, it was the third pitch or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd be running every single time.
Yeah.
You
don't like
running. People that are like, yeah, I know, and I hate running, but, like, people that aren't known to be good at stolen bases, it used to be like, that guy's good at, like, anyways, it was a thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're known to steal.
Yeah.
But not everybody steals bases.
So. Yeah. They know your role with everything.
Yeah.
All right. So, one more question for you.
Okay.
So, there are, for the playoffs, there are seven teams. Seven teams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, seven teams that get back. Not even prepared for my own question. There are seven teams that make the playoffs in Major League Baseball. Do you think that is too few, too many, or just right? There used to be just five. Was it five? No, six.
Per league?
Well, yeah. You're talking about per league, right? Because it's
yeah.
not seven teams total.
Yeah, per league.
It's seven teams
per league.
Right,
it's per league.
It used to be originally up until, what, 5 or 6 years ago, it was four.
Yeah.
So it was like three divisional winners, one wild card.
Yeah.
And then it went to five where the wild card teams would play each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would go to the next round. Now it's seven.
Yeah.
Seven does feel like a lot because
yeah.
that just drags the playoffs out even more.
Yeah.
It's already a pretty long season.
Yeah, it is a long season. Very long season.
I feel like five is a good number.
Yeah.
Six teams.
It's 16.
It's per league.
Yeah, why did I think seven? Why did I think seven? Oh, because I know why. Because I thought that the first team gets a bye. The first two teams get a bye.
Well,
I was thinking the NFL. Yeah.
I was also thinking neither the three wild card, wild card teams, and the two would play each other,
yeah,
and that would be seven.
But no, the first team gets the number one seed gets a bye, and then the two top teams get a bye, and then the three plays the six, but there's no reseeding. That's the one thing that is interesting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so six. Do you think that's too few? Too many?
I mean, it's like five or six. Yeah. I feel like you can't go more than seven would be too much, like we said earlier.
Yeah.
I feel like five is a good number with the wild card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked the five when it was, because remember the Pirates and Giants a couple years, they faced each other in the wild card? Those were great games because it was one wild card game going up against each other. You had to basically pitch your best pitcher to get into a playoff series. But now it's two-game wild card series for, or best of three, right? Best of three for the wild, like the Phillies last year played the Marlins, and they won two games out of three, so they advanced to play the Braves. Now, it was okay, but I like the, there's just too many options. Like, there's too many teams that are still in it, like for the trade deadline, because we're like, oh, do we try to go and actually try to win games when we're really like four or five games below 500? So.
Well, also the best of three, none of the series went to three games. They were all 2-0 results.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they weren't all that intriguing to me.
Yeah.
And I've said this on the podcast before. I think it incentivizes mediocrity.
Yeah.
Because if you can just make the postseason at like 82-80 or 83-79.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't have to do that much more to get in and
improve
as a team. And I feel like it gives teams like the Pirates excuses to have terrible owners.
Yes, they do have terrible ownership. Speaking of which, I need to text Mark Hershey about a Pirates podcast because he texted me about Paul Skeens. Do you know who Paul Skeens is?
That's the new Pirates pitcher, like a young college kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He started the All-Star
game. He was on the All-Star. I remember watching that inning when he pitched.
Yeah.
He's like fresh out of college, right?
Yeah, he got drafted last year, then, which doesn't happen very often in Major League Baseball. Normally, you get drafted, you have to work your way through up the minor leagues a couple of years.
Yeah.
But this guy's dominating. Like, he's...
Good for him.
Yeah. He's still got acne. Like, dude's like 20, 21 years old. I'm like...
He's still really young.
Yeah. But yeah, those are all the questions that we have for you in terms of rule changes and everything. So, thank you for that. Thank you. What'd you think about that?
I don't know. They're good questions.
Yeah.
Things I definitely did have some opinions on that I didn't realize.
Yeah. So there you go. So you're gonna go home and you're like, man, I should watch baseball more. I should like focus more on
actually like put more thought into it.
Well, actually, the last couple of times that I've come over to your place, the baseball game's been on.
We do. We have it on like most nights if we're home. Yeah. It's just on in the background, or we're watching it here and there. Yeah. No, it comes on. The Phillies are on a lot.
Yeah.
It's me and Lindsay. We're the ones who watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm upset that they can't make it tonight. All right, before I close with my hot take, is there anything that you'd like to add to, like...
I don't think so.
Nothing? No. You're like, I got it all out. Yeah. I can't talk anymore.
No more baseball. I can't deal with this anymore.
I'm just kidding.
So how we normally do it, we close out with a hot take. And it is my turn to do a hot take. And this one, it reminded me when we were watching the Home Run Derby... because all the fans in the outfield have a glove. Mm-hmm. And you have all the people that are adults that actually have gloves.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this
one. And so my hot take, which I don't know how hot it is. It might be lukewarm. You know, sometimes it's lukewarm. But I do not think that any man or woman over the age of 16, 17 should bring their glove to a baseball game at all. It should
like
be
ever.
Yeah, no. Uh-huh. Catch it with your bare hand. Catch it with a hat. It's just for kids. And also, if you catch a home run ball, like, for the other team, and you throw it back, you know, just
give it to a kid.
Yeah, keep it. Keep it. Give it to a kid. Like, if he throws it away, that's fine. But, yeah, no. I am very adamant about this. As soon as I see, like, a Zach Campbell.
Yes.
Literally the worst person. There's this guy who is 48, 50 years old. And he goes to every MLB stadium, and he jumps in front of kids and, like, takes home run balls.
He can't do that.
He's the worst. He's also getting sued right now did you see that?
He is.
A kid or something?
So he came out against a YouTuber that made a video about him that was just basically explaining what he does, and basically says he's not a nice human being. Zach Campbell is suing that guy, even though it's, like, a fair law type thing with YouTube. So yeah, that's happening right now, but yeah, he is not a good
guy. Next time I go to game, I'm gonna bring my glove. Just kidding.
You're gonna take a picture of like, yeah, is this good? No,
a picture with the fanatic with my glove.
No.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't take a glove.
Yeah, but like, you see like a like a 35. Like, if I brought my glove,
I'd make fun of you.
Exactly. Exactly.
I would totally roast
see,
you about
it's
it.
Just not right. Like, a kid in high school, like, that's fine. Like, 17. But as soon as, like, you're going to college, like, you're,
you're an adult.
Yeah. Like, if you drove yourself to the game, you're not, you should not be bringing a glove to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think just like how there's unwritten rules for baseball players, like not stepping on the mound and things like that, I think there's unwritten rules for fans in the stands, too.
Yeah.
You know, if you catch a foul ball or a home run ball and there's a kid near you in your row, you give it to the kid.
You give it to the kid.
You always give it to the kid.
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing with the glove.
Yeah.
You don't, you're an adult. You don't need to bring a baseball glove. No. I mean, and some of those gloves, did you see those gloves they were giving away at the Home Run Derby? Those giant blue.
The Geico ones. Yeah.
Geico ones. That was a little funny.
Yeah.
But
well, that was actually cool to see them getting caught in those gloves. It was like, oh, it actually worked.
Because they look like plastic.
Yeah.
They
don't look like they can gloves.
No, they do not. But it was actually cool. At the game we went to, Schwarber hit that long home run.
Yeah.
And the dad dropped the home run ball. He didn't have a glove or anything. He just dropped it. And the kids were so upset. But the usher was able to...
He got it back to them. I remember seeing that.
The usher got a couple balls for the kids, and the kids were just... the kids hugged the usher and everything. It was great. It was just like, that's what baseball's all about. Getting the kids involved and letting them enjoy the game.
I think that actually happened to the game I went to last year with my nieces. An usher came and just gave them a ball, just because, which is really cool. It wasn't a game ball. Maybe it was an old game ball. I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
sweet.
Yeah.
It is cool. It is, like, baseball's a good one to get kids involved with.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a more family-friendly.
It is.
Yeah, you're not going to an Eagles game.
No, do not.
A family-friendly event.
It's horrible.
Awful.
It's horrible. I used to work at the lake, so I have lots of horrible stories of, like, working Eagles games.
What'd you do at the Eagles?
I was doing medical relief there. Like, I was on the EMS side of things.
Wow.
Yeah, and so the fans, horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got thrown up on way too many times. Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah. All right. You have anything else that you want to talk about or anything?
No, I think I did get a foul ball once at a minor league game. It was in Binghamton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it to the kid, even though I really wanted to keep it.
Nice.
But I still gave it to the kid.
That's good. My story on, like, my sister, she probably would still bring a glove, even though she's, like, how old is she now? 23. This was a few years ago. So she was a teenager then. A home run was coming. We were in right field. Stuck her glove in front of, like, another kid's glove and caught it. Now, that kid was little. He would not have caught that ball. And it was coming pretty quick. Anyways, and then we're like, you need to go give that ball to my kid.
Yes,
like,
yes, you do.
Yes.
Even though she was like a teenager herself, so she still gets like a younger teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a total like her glove in front of his gloves. Like our uncle, or like my dad's cousin sent us the video. Like saw, we're like, Grace.
Come on, Grace.
But yeah.
All right.
No, but other than that, I really wanted to thank you for coming on the podcast.
Yeah.
It was great having you
as
a guest.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're our third guest.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was definitely a pleasure. Anything you want to close us out with? Anything?
I don't think I have anything.
You don't have anything? All right. Sweet.
No fills.
All right. So next podcast we have scheduled is for August 1st. We're going to have a Yankees and Phillies watch party this coming Monday. So that way we can kind of have a recap of the Yankees-Phillies series. Since we're going to have like 10, 15, maybe like 10 people here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you again, Emma, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hopefully you had a great time.
Yeah.
But yeah, people, peeps. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll catch you next time. All right,
catch you later, people.